Start your mornings with radio's favorite morning team, Dennis and Tawny, and Good Morning Westchester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
Steve Mayo. Lou is sitting opposite me.
Hello,
how you doing, Lou?
Steve.
Couldn't wait to get here tonight. I will have to tell you, of course, running out of the Bronx. I just had to make this show tonight. It's so important. Let's face it. There's some fairly important elections tomorrow. But more important, it's the whole idea of voting and getting ready for votes in 2022, God willing. And 24, when some real changes are to be made, some real corrections. I just wanted to say, this is a thought I left with last week, Lou, after our show. Lou and Steve, Steve and Lou, Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano, Mondays at 5:30 p.m. here on WVOX, 1460 a.m. Call in number 914-636-0110. Lou, my thought last week was voting. Important. I knew we'd be on the air the day before next week's vote. That's tonight for tomorrow. And my point to friends and colleagues, political allies, antagonists, voting is important. Express your vote. Posting on the internet is not enough. Thanks to this wonderful phenomenon of the internet, thanks to Zuckerberg and Steve Jobs and Dorsey and tweeting and all these great innovations of individuals expressing themselves to the world, it just ain't the same as voting, because voting puts the people in office who spend your money, who dictate your policy. And Lou, I don't think it's ever been clearer in our lives that you're putting in office in council boards and county supervisors' offices, but also in school boards, Lou, we're putting in place people who are controlling our future, our children's future, Lou. And no year, no time in our history, Lou, has it ever been so clear how important it is to entrust public education to qualified people and to people who care about our nation, about our nation's history and the welfare of our nation and the intellectual and, yes, the moral well-being of our children. We've taken it for granted, Lou, for more than 100 years in this country, thanks to our great success as an engine of opportunity and wealth, but we've ignored that very important matter of public education, which is the norm. Maybe there are some alternatives to public education. I hope we get to explore them in the future. And I realize tomorrow, Lou, we're not voting in school boards tomorrow. We're voting on municipal elections.
Exactly.
But as you see in that Virginia race, Lou, politicians are woven through and through with school politics and school policy. And Americans now have the opportunity to tell their politicians, are you happy with the way the political system is running our public education directly or indirectly or not? And I think tomorrow, Lou, we get an opportunity to see how it looks. I would say, Lou, more nationwide than in New York, because the school misadministration is not so apparent in New York, though I believe it really exists as bad as anywhere. But we'll see it in Virginia, Lou. We've heard about the races. I'm sure we'll cover them tonight, or our callers will raise it. Tomorrow is the opportunity for us to be not just heard, but to affect who gets put into office and how our money is spent.
I totally agree with you, Steve. And here's another thing is that you look at these elections now. We have to make a stand here. We have to throw numbers out there, because then they could tell for the next election, the next 4 years, 3 years, excuse me, that it's going to be the presidential election. I was in Pennsylvania this whole weekend, Steve, and I went to Scranton. I went to the casino there, and I was up in the Poconos all weekend. And I was talking to a lot of people there. Everywhere you go there, there's Trump signs still. Trump 2024. Everywhere you went there. Right. And, you know, and I was talking to a couple of people, and they says to me, This is ridiculous what's going on in this country. Farmers. I was talking to, we stopped at the apple farm there and brought apples, me and my wife, and we were talking to the owner of the farm. And he says to me, he goes, you can't make a buck now. Between the price of gas that he has to ship his stuff to the product to the supermarkets or whatever, that it's crazy and whatever. And you look at the price of gas now, just how long has it been? A year that Trump's out of office? It's $1.87. Now you're up to $3.59 a gallon. It's crazy. You have to make a statement here in these elections. I know these local elections, people say, well, there's no Democrat or Republican way to pick up garbage in these small town elections. But you have to make, you have to show, you have to start at the bottom, Steve, and work our way up.
You're absolutely right, Lou. And that was a truism years ago, Lou. There's no Democrat way to, you know, supervise a traffic light or install curbs and park equipment. You know what? It's getting to the point, I believe, where there is a Democrat way and a Republican way. And the big difference is, basically, on the Republican side, they're going to spend a little less money, and there's probably going to be less waste of money by the Republicans than the Democrats. That's the fundamental difference. Everybody wants working park benches and working police departments, other than some Democrats who want to defund and eliminate police departments. They're going to have a lot of problem, the Democrats, explaining how defunding police is going to go over with the voter whose concerns are street safety, safety on subways. You just want to go to work, and riders in that New York City subway car last week, and the unfortunate people in that Pennsylvania rail incident a few weeks back. It is shocking. It is shameful. And the Democrats are going to have to explain how defunding police will make people safer. It's a big problem today, Lou, and the Democrats brought it on themselves. They overreacted. Let's face it, it began more than 4 years ago with the election of President Trump. The hard left thought they could do anything to get rid of this hated President Trump. Anything. Accuse him of false conspiracies abroad with Russia, try to impeach him twice, attempt how many other press and media scandals. None of them stuck. Finally, the big prize, the presidency, eluded him because the press, operating on the behalf of the Democrats as they do, because about 90% of the members of the press are either card-carrying Democrats or worse, but are plainly, unequivocally pro-left, to the left, anti-capitalist, anti-Republican. President Trump was denied a reprise. But it's going to be different tomorrow, Lou, because outside of New York, you're going to see a very fierce reaction to this overplaying of hand by Democrats.
I agree. And here's another thing. You talked about the police departments and whatever. And you look at New York City. I know we're still in this COVID shock here, and I know that COVID put a damper on a lot of things, but tourism been down like crazy. Apartments, people, you couldn't get a co-op in New York City 5 or 6 years ago. Now people are trying to sell them. They can't get rid of them. Why? Because the crime rate has been up like crazy. Crime on the subways. There's people getting shoved onto the train tracks. It's crazy what's going on. This is right before what happened with Giuliani was in president, was the mayor. Remember how bad New York was, and absolutely, Giuliani turned around and put the pedal to the metal and says, we're going full force against crime, cleaned up walls, Times Square. This is what we need. We need somebody like that. And I don't personally think that Eric Adams is that guy in New York City.
Neither do I.
And I think that Curtis Sliwa doesn't have a snowball chance in hell to win because he's a Republican in New York City, but he brings up a lot of good points.
He sure does. Unfortunately, he's underfinanced, and I think he's a little too much glitter or whatever he is.
Yes.
Too much chatter,
exactly.
Not enough substance. But I have met him. He's a decent fellow. I think he'd unequivocally do a better job than Adams, mainly because he has better goals and better ideals, because he believes in a working police department and in working public works, the traditional things. And he's not going to be at war with the police and the fire department the way the nannies in the Democrat Party are being now. We now have the prospect of mass layoffs or mass absences or mass displacements of firefighters, Lou, and law enforcers,
because of this idiotic vaccination mandate. I'm not against vaccinations.
Either
I think they're a good idea.
I do believe
the public policy can be expressed differently than through mandates, layoffs, and harsh punishment. Democrats, supposedly the party of compassion, Lou, remember how much compassion we're showing to people who entered our country unlawfully in the past under President Trump and now, of course, under President Biden, and how the Democrats want to reward some of these lawbreakers with $450,000 apiece. But these very same lawmakers, I would call them lawbreakers, want to penalize policemen and policewomen and firefighters because they won't go along with the mandate. There's got to be gentler ways, kindler ways, kinder ways of getting our public servants to toe the line on what I think is a good idea, getting vaccinated.
Well, I'm going to bring up something that you just touched on. As a union guy, here's what's bothering me right now. Somebody has 15 years on a job. They have an excellent work record. No, don't abuse days off. Hardly ever sick. Excellent worker on the job. You got 15 years on the job. You're going to throw somebody off the job like that because they're not wearing a mask? Doesn't make any sense.
Absolute disgrace. It's over-enforcement.
I'm going to lose my pension.
It's vindictive. It's evil. It's bad. We can't let that pass. Democrat or Republican, you can't punish our brave EMS law enforcers like this. More of the Steve and Lou Show right here on VOX right after this break.
My love wants to have her fortune read.
And national news. Here is the latest update from Fox News Radio on 1460 WVOX.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. New labor rules from the Biden administration could require companies to add new policies over time off for COVID shots.
A pending federal rule would require companies with at least 100 workers to give employees paid time off to get a COVID vaccine and paid sick leave to recover from effects of the shots. An executive order from President Biden issued in September gives federal contractors until December 8th to ensure employees are vaccinated.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Younger children could begin getting coronavirus vaccinations later this week.
The CDC's independent vaccine advisors are scheduled to discuss the issue Tuesday after Friday's decision by the FDA to grant emergency use authorization for Pfizer's vaccine in children ages 5 through 11.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. America's listening to Fox News.
She thought her life was in danger.
How one mystery became a mass grave.
We found another set of remains, a third set of remains, and a fourth set of remains.
Is there a serial killer on the loose?
The beautiful beaches of Long Island, New York have become the latest backdrop in a murder mystery.
Grim Tide, hunting the Long Island serial killer. There's two ways to solve the mystery. Listen to the podcast now on Fox News Podcasts and watch on Fox Nation.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, the Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
New Yorkers deserve leaders willing to tackle the toughest fights, who lead with a steady hand in times of crisis. That's County Executive George Latimer. When COVID-19 hit, Latimer followed the science to pull Westchester through. When families felt unsafe, Latimer delivered safer streets and racial justice. And when taxpayers needed help making ends meet, Latimer cut property taxes for 3 straight years. Because when it comes to standing up for everyday New Yorkers, George Latimer delivers results, not rhetoric.
Paid for by Latimer for Westchester.
Hi, I'm Westchester County Clerk Tim Idoni. On Election Day, November 2nd, I'll be on the ballot with County Executive George Latimer and the great Democratic team to continue serving you. Since I took office, we've saved $40 million and reduced staffing from 110 to 60. A deed once took 9 months to record. It now can be done in 15 minutes. The clerk's office has received over a dozen national and state awards for professionalism and modern techniques. On November 2nd, vote for professional management and smaller government. Vote Row A. Paid for by friends of Tim Idoni.
Now, WVOX traffic.
Traffic moving through Westchester County right now. It's definitely going to be busy if you're on Cross County Parkway, whether it's east or westbound, getting between the Bronx River Parkway and the Hutchinson River Parkway. Northbound on the Bronx River Parkway, a minor accident at Allerton Avenue. That's still being cleared off the road. I'm Karen Johnson in the Traffic Center for 1460 WVOX.
Everything you need to get started in the morning.
Every morning.
Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Again, this is the Steve and Lou Show. That's Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano here at WVOX 1460 AM. Your information, opinion, culture, business, and arts location right here in New Rochelle, Westchester County. We cover everything here on the Lou and Steve Show. Tonight, we're anticipating tomorrow's local elections and elections around the nation, which are taking center stage. These are off-year times, so you're not going to get the automatic registration boost that the Democrats enjoy because they have higher party registration. But it is an opportunity for individuals, right and left, conservative, liberal, and everything in between, to express themselves and to let the local governors and government forces and assemblies and county legislators and local government representatives know how you'd like your community to be ruled. And I think the byword for this election, Lou, is no mandates, enough mandates, no mandates in schools, no mandates in law enforcement. If schools want to teach diversity education, all very good and fine. Leave it up to the individual school. Leave it up to the teachers. Don't enforce it. Don't impose it. No indoctrination in schools. And no mandates in law enforcement. Let the brave men and women of firefighting and crime fighting and emergency level service workers do their jobs. They're generally young and healthy. Many of them undoubtedly have gotten the virus and likely have beaten it. They probably have natural immunity. Let's rule our nation, rule our localities with compassion, not coercion. And I think that's the byword for tomorrow. And I'm telling everybody, get out and vote. These are not unimportant elections. These are, as far as I'm concerned, Lou, dear audience, more important than presidential elections. These are where government, where living, where our society begins, on the streets, in your locality, your town, your village, your city, your county, and ultimately your state. Not everything has to go through Washington. Let's learn to govern ourselves locally, and tomorrow is an opportunity to set things right, right here in Westchester County. Let's go to our phone calls, 914-636-0110, our first caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Larry.
Larry.
Hey, guys. How are you?
How are you doing, Larry?
All right. Listen, if I find out where you guys live and I break into your house, will you have a check for me? I mean, isn't that what we're talking about here?
Bottom line, yes.
You know, it's almost as if, let's see how much we can push the American citizens. Every week there's a new nightmare involved. I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to push us into a revolution here?
I think it almost seems like they are, aren't they? Doesn't it seem like they're trying to provoke ordinary, normal people?
You know, you can't make this up. If you went to a movie and they had this as a script, you just say, what a bunch of BS.
Yeah, what a stupid
but
movie.
This is real life now. I mean, this is serious.
It's crazy.
I think you're absolutely right. I think this is what happens, Larry, when these academics, they used to be called, marble-headed airheaded intellectuals who spend too much time in faculty lounges and intellectual environments and think up new ways of ruling people, of making the utopian society they dream of all day and all night. And like you say, they can't make this up. This is the product of over-intellectualized and overcompensated academics trying to perfect our society. Larry, I think we have a pretty darn good society. We don't need any tinkering by utopian thinkers of left or right.
Pseudo-sophisticates. They think they know everything. They're legends in their own mind.
Exactly. Absolutely. And without any experience, without any practical experience. And think of the lesson they're learning now. They're learning how food is made and how it's delivered, or in the present case, not being delivered because the fuel for the trucks can't be afforded. There are not enough truck drivers facing very long hours, and undoubtedly some of them facing vaccine mandates, probably by their corporate employers. This is what working people do all day, facing these very difficult choices and rules imposed by their bosses. But let's face it, Larry, people in faculties with tenure, they don't have to listen to anybody.
You know, I would say that 90% of the working public, when they retire, they don't have close to $450,000 in their bank accounts.
Exactly.
You know, and they're going to give it to people who break into our country? Are you insane? This is totally insane. You know, someone called in last week and they were mentioning about children that have zero chance of dying from COVID. They came up with a number that was like made up in their own mind. I listened to a report on the CDC a few nights ago on the news, and they were saying that out of 28 million people under 18, out of 28 million, 100 died with COVID. Not because of COVID.
Yes.
They just happened to have COVID when they died.
Yes, there could have been other direct causes.
So you're going to take an experimental drug and inject it into your child who won't even get affected by this. And, you know, I don't want to get in between parents and kids the way the government's doing, but they should come out with the truth and follow the science.
Yes, the hallowed science, right. Why don't we follow the science?
Yeah.
We should be following the science, Larry. You bring up a good point. And this only happened 2 years, this whole thing been out, let's say. We don't know the long-term effects of what these shots are doing to people. You don't know if these shots with these kids are going to do something to their productivity development, if they're going to be able to have kids when they get older or whatever. We don't know none of this. There was no research done on none of these things. We're going by the seat of our pants with all of this. I think that we should just sit back now, and the numbers are down. I know that they had to do this when the numbers were up like crazy, but the numbers are down now. It's the same thing when New York had all these numbers and they put across the whole country. Meanwhile, the people in Nebraska or North Dakota, Montana, there was maybe 200 or 300 people in the whole state that had it. And they were treating this country like everybody was at 18%, 20%.
Well, Larry, that's the natural end of the left-wing socialist communist way of doing things. Centralize everything. Run everything out of the Capitol and the White House. Ignore the state capitals. Ignore the county seats. Ignore City Hall. And most important, ignore, stick up a finger at households composed of adults who generally, by and large, do a fairly good job with their families. Leave families alone. Let them make these decisions.
Divide and conquer. You know, thank God I have my own business, and I haven't been working for a company for like 40 years, and I'm due to retire next year.
Yes.
And they throw a mandate at me. You either get the shot or you get fired.
You're done.
How horrible. How horrible is that?
Yes.
It's very bad.
Let's face it, Larry. I know you and me and Lou have been around for about the same length of time. Did you ever think that the chief enforcement policy, the chief hitmen of radical socialism would be corporation executives? Could you ever imagine that they would be the chief ringleaders of the centralization, the socialization of our nation, corporate executives and boards of directors?
Well, you know what? They bought all the politicians they need. And you know, you said at the beginning Steve, about the social media.
Yes.
What a good thing it is to share. You know, it's good as long as they agree with what you're saying. Otherwise, you get banned. I got thrown off for 3 months.
Really? Yeah. Absolutely.
3 months.
Absolutely.
And you know something? This is not a racist country. We all have black friends. We have black friends that have white friends. And we all love each other. Obama and the rest of the bums, they brought back racism 100 years.
I agree with that.
Well, Larry, I have to believe, yes, behind the critical race theory and diversity, equity, inclusion, and other bogus curriculum changes, I really do agree with you, Larry. There is racism behind it. I think it's a racism mainly practiced by left-wing intellectuals, most of whom are white, not black. Mm-hmm. If you look at the faculties I've met and the consultants who are spreading this claptrap, it is by and large a white, upper middle class movement run by people who have a lot of time on their hands and a lot of our money on their
hands. This is my opinion, guys. This is done by them on purpose because they want to divide people. Because if they divide people, they can control people a lot better.
Yep.
If people stuck together and we all were in the same course of this country and we all believe in the same things, they cannot beat us. They're putting this division to divide people so they could conquer. That's how I see this.
You know what, guys? The media has the power to give the perception that there's racism. There isn't any. There's some very small, maybe 1%, 2%.
Yep.
Outside of that,
Larry,
this is a great country.
We're coming to our break. Larry, thanks for your call.
Thank
provocative,
you,
interesting as always. Yes, we must fight racism and racial profiling promoted by the media, social and traditional media. Very important point. Thanks for the call. This is the Lou and Steve Show right here on WVOX 1460 AM, Mondays at 5:30 p.m. We'll be right back.
My love wants to have her fortune read.